On a snowy April day in 2013, a crowd of over 100 people gathered at Cascade Lodge to witness the inaugural Cook County Ramble, the first waltz, celebrating the life and music of Levon Helm. Helm was the drummer and a vocalist for the band. He passed away after a long battle with cancer on April 19, 2012. In this edition of the Local Music Project, we'll hear from event organizers Eric and Jessa Frost, as well as recordings from the first ever Cook County Ramble, which featured over 20 local musicians paying a musical tribute to the legacy of Levon Helm.
I was born on this mountain a long, long time ago, before they knocked down the timber and a strip mined all the coal.
Levon Helm was really a musician's musician of the highest caliber. He was the, well, most famously the drummer for the band that, you know, famously took Bob Dylan electric, but then went on to, you know, record a wonderful catalog of music. And Levon was just an amazing person. Everyone who was around him wanted to play with him, and he really was creative and wanted to play with everyone who he could.
Well, they took everything she gave, and now she's gone.
Cook County is blessed to have a huge number of really talented musicians, and it was actually my wife, Jessa, who came up with this idea one day at a gig and just said, you know, wouldn't it be fun kind of at the end of the winter to get everybody together and celebrate Levon's life? And not only that, but just get together and just play together.
We were in the midst of playing a band tune. I can't remember which one it was. And I just thought, boy, this is one of my favorite things to do in the whole wide world, and to get together with my good friends and play music and just really experience the creative process together and laugh and have the audience be part of that. Levon was one of those musicians who really believed in that joy and that community of playing music together. So we used to host these parties up at his farm that he would call Rambles, and he'd invite everybody, just an amazing guest list of people, to come up and play music with him. And I just thought, boy, that's really fun, and we should do that here in Cook County. There are so many musicians here, and we have such a great community of creative people and appreciative audience members, and I think we should get all of the musicians who want to do it to do a little tribute, partly because it'd be really fun to play with folks, and we often don't get to hear each other because we're all on a gig somewhere on a given Friday or Saturday, and partly because one of the great things about living in a community full of creative people is to get to do creative things together.
Later work, solo career, but the band, that was the perfect name for that band, because if you think about it, their two lead singers were not even the songwriter. Robbie Robertson wrote the songs, and he was so selfless that he, you know, let the other guys sing them, and they were such a single unit, and mm-hmm. such an example of how how we can function well together. And so doing this event tonight is kind of sort of going to do that same thing. It's going to bring us all together, and we're going to just see who we are and be in the same place at the same time, and you know, let our egos go.
He actually got sick and lost his voice for a number of years, and miraculously it came back, and he went on to record the last two albums of his life that won tons of awards, Grammys for I think best Americana albums, and went on to kind of have this heyday career at the end of his life. And while he was sick, he started to host these midnight rambles at his barn in Woodstock, New York, where he would gather up all of his musician friends and they would basically jam. And it was a way to offset his medical bills, but it was also a way for him to be able to play with his friends and his friends to be able to play with him in a very intimate setting. So that's what we're trying to recreate.
Even the strongest soldier falls. I'm only got a journey on to where I find the things I have lost, and I come a long, long road. Still I got miles to go, and I've got a wide, wide river to cross. Now I got a wide,
you know, he was recording pretty much right up until his passing. His last album, Poor Dirt Farmer, had some amazing people play and sing with him. And he just kind of, I think, maybe realized that he didn't have that much time left. And he started going through what was probably a pretty great Rolodex of musicians to call up, and started recording with them, and then continued to play. He played and recorded quite a bit with his daughters up towards the end, and they have continued his legacy on. Part of the fun of hosting the event was bringing all these folks together. And
it's a great way to kind of get together, celebrate the winter's end, and just have a good, good time.
The Cook County Ramble featured over 20 different local musicians and raised nearly $1,000 to purchase instruments for Cook County band students. The Ramble is expected to be held annually on April 19th, the anniversary of the passing of Levon Helm. Interviews for this edition of the Local Music Project in their order of appearance included Eric Frost, Jessa Frost, and Joe Pollock. Music was provided by Levon Helm, recordings from the first ever Cook County Ramble, included, in their order of appearance, The Shoot from the Hipsters, The Joe Pollock Band, Yvonne Mills, Amanda Hand, and Barb Levine, The Spruce Roots, and an all-star jam featuring all 18 musicians performing The Wait. This edition of the Local Music Project was produced by me, Kathy Quinn. Live recordings from The Ramble were provided by the sound engineer, Jerry Levine. The Local Music Project is funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Archived editions of the Local Music Project, including video, can be found on our website, wtip.org.